Here's your Press TV News in brief. Now, Iran has once again expressed willingness to allow inspectors from the International Atomic Energy Agency to visit its facilities in Marivan. Iran's envoy to the IAEA, Reza Najafi, says that Tehran voluntarily asked the body to send an investigation mission to the site in the past, but that the agency rejected the offer. Iran's foreign minister has told CNN that Israel is trying to stop the P5+1 from reaching a nuclear agreement with Iran because it sees peace and stability as an existential threat. Mohammad Javad Zarif said Iran has shown resolve and political will during the negotiations. The Iraqi government says ISIL terrorists have attacked the ancient archaeological Assyrian city of Nimrud in the north and damaged it with heavy vehicles. The extent of the damage is still unknown, but officials say that trucks were spotted at site, suggesting that the terrorists may have stolen relics from the city. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's speech before the U.S. Congress, in which he argued against an emerging nuclear deal with Iran, has received tacit support from Saudi Arabia. A Saudi state-linked media says that Netanyahu has taken a better stance than U.S. President Barack Obama regarding Iran's nuclear program. And Russia's Deputy Defense Minister Anatoly Antonov has accused NATO of using the crisis in Ukraine as a pretext to deploy forces to territories closer to Russia's border. Antonov said NATO deployment is completely out of proportion with what NATO commanders call the buildup of Russian forces near Ukraine. U.S. House Speaker John Boehner and several senior Republican and Democratic lawmakers have asked President Barack Obama to send lethal weapons to Ukraine. And this comes after a meeting between Boehner, other members of Congress, and Ukrainian lawmakers last week. And Morocco has hosted Libya's UN-sponsored peace talks aimed at putting an end to the political turmoil in the North African country. Rival negotiating sides met separately with UN mediators. Now, the talks began after the two sides carried out airstrikes near oil ports and an airport for several days. And other peace talks aimed at ending the South Sudan conflict this time have been extended after the government and rebels failed to reach an agreement on ending the 15-month civil war. Two sides will meet again on Friday morning. The mediators urge both sides to use the remaining time to finalize details on power sharing.